Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, yesterday, you know, the shootings in Brooklyn by Mr. Frank James, who just, you know, I talked about that the day before, so many people being slaughtered in this country, and a day later, or 2 days later, we see another horrific crime. You know, none of us are going to be exempt from some person who is deranged, who will come into our lives and cause the kind of mayhem that, you know, occurred on yesterday. It turns out that this guy, Frank James, lived in Milwaukee. And where I live. And was so deranged that he made a video basically stating that he had had enough of things and he was going to do something that, you know, would make him, you know, forever infamous. And so what goes on in the mind of people? We have people who are so, in this country and across the world, who are so lonely and don't have other involvement with other human beings. And they wander around in our society and just become numb to life and to human beings. And their lives are so strange. They don't know. They've disconnected with humanity. And so sometimes you figure, you say, you know, there's somebody that you run across who could possibly do what Frank James did. And I started thinking, is there anybody that I know that is so far out of things that it wouldn't be a surprise if that person would do something like that? And really, I was thinking, do I know anybody like that? And I thought on it, and I thought on it. Clearly, you start with your own families. You know, is there anybody so wounded and disjointed and disconnected to the society that they could do something like that? This man had to think this out. He thought it through. And so he said, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, he began to put all of this on, I don't know, it wasn't Facebook. It was, I don't know what the other outlet of social media that he put it on, but I only know Facebook for the most part. And here he was, he started chronicling this. And you got to think, somebody saw it. You know, maybe they saw it. Maybe you, because you have seen it, you know, people who know him, probably, you know, paid attention to what he was prattling on about and had an opportunity that maybe they could have prevented this. Because if there's somebody that I know and somebody that I love, and I'm watching this happen, and the guy's chronicling what he's getting ready, he's getting ready to do something crazy, I'm never coming back. Wouldn't you think that they would try to at least contact that person and attempt to talk that person down? I mean, this guy was an accident waiting to happen. And he did. And he went off, and only through God's grace and a jam gun and the fact that he only had a handgun. Can you imagine what would have happened if he would have had an automatic machine gun, like I was talking about late last week, you know, where the guy had in Sacramento, you know, and had a machine gun fully loaded, and he went ballistic on people. But for heaven's sakes, this guy was mowing down people. And we're just in a place in this society where you never know where it's going to come from. People are talking about crime. We're sick of crime. We're sick of crime. Well, you can be sick of crime all you want to. The people who are perpetuating the crime aren't sick of it, and they only know one way out. And there is no magic answer to trying to prevent this. And I don't care who says it, that there's some answer that they have to fix people who are broken. These are people who are broken. Broken people who have given up. Now, I'll tell you something. It's not easy to make it. Living in this world, it's not an easy undertaking for many people. We got to stop acting like, well, it's an easy thing to do. It is not. You know, it's easy to blow a gasket in this society. It really is. But again, what makes it so bad in this society is the easy accessibilities, once again, to guns. If this guy wouldn't have had a gun, he wouldn't have been able to do what he did. Okay, so he's got all these issues and he's got a gun with him. Only through God's grace was it a handgun and not an automatic weapon. Oh, it might have been an automatic handgun. I don't know. I don't know anything about guns. That's the one area that, you know, I don't know much about. I don't know what's an automatic weapon or any of those things, and I'll go through the rest of my life not knowing. I don't think it's important for me to know because I'm not going to own any. But once again, the gun. He couldn't have mowed down 10 people. And for people who say, well, you know, if he had a knife, he would have did. He wouldn't have mowed down 10 people, you know, if he had a knife. But, oh, man, you know, this guy. And whatever it was that set him off. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.